morning. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Tori Goodwin.
And I'm Maria Robinson. Here are some of the stories we're following for you this morning from the On the Record newsroom.
Ontario's minimum wage rose from $15.50 to $16.55 this past Sunday, October 1st. That is a 6.8% pay increase for those impacted. A news release from the Ontario government in March shared that this increase will impact nearly a million workers and will provide an annual increase of over $2,000 to those working at that rate on full-time hours.
Pharmacies can prescribe medication to treat six more conditions. They include acne, yeast infections, and canker sores. With more details, here's On the Record news reporter Holly Newell.
In Ontario, a significant development was announced, an expansion in the range of medical conditions for which pharmacists could prescribe treatment. This move aimed to increase healthcare accessibility and efficiency across the province. Emily Delabello, a registered nurse, said, "It benefits patients because they spend less time waiting for their prescriptions and they don't need to make appointments to go to walk-in clinics to see a doctor." Her insights shed light on the immediate advantage this expansion would bring, eliminating the need for intermediaries and allowing those in need for treatment to receive their medication more promptly. The official announcement came during a Sunday press conference hosted by the Health Minister, Sylvia Jones. The plan marked a significant addition to the healthcare services. The province introduced six additional health conditions to the list: acne, yeast infections, canker sores, diaper rash, parasitic worms, and nausea and vomiting in pregnancy. Statistics from the Ontario Ministry of Health indicate that 89% of pharmacies in Ontario had already begun treating health issues since gaining prescription privileges at the start of the year. For On the Record News, I'm Holly Newell.
Another protest took place downtown Toronto this week, this time in an effort to discourage development planned for Ontario Place. With more, On the Record's Lauren Batticello spoke with attendees and organizers.
A protest hosted by the group Ontario Place for All garnered around 60 participants on Tuesday, protesting the building of Thermé Canada, a large spa facility set to go at Ontario Place. In April of this year, the Ford government signed a 95-year-long lease with developers, and the outcry since has been significant.
People don't want to live in Toronto anymore if this goes through. This is a rip-off of public space, privatizing public space. Everything about this process has been opaque, mysterious.
The shared sentiment among the protesters was largely one of concerns over losing so much public park space.
Like, I represent maybe 1,700 swimmers that regularly use the space, and we're very upset that this beach is being taken away, this Pebble Beach. It's Toronto's only Pebble Beach downtown. It's the cleanest beach in Toronto. It's the best place for swimming. It's a lovely natural park.
Beyond losing a park space, concerns also lie in the amount of nature that has to be landscaped to facilitate the development.
Cutting down 1,500 trees is just like, you don't do this in 2023.
Later in the day, there was a symposium held by the Toronto Board of Trade discussing the development, at which some attendees brought in their signs and continued a silent protest. At this time, the Ford government has not discussed any plans of rolling back the decision.
For On the Record News, I'm Lauren Batticello.
Anyone hoping to fly to Montreal this winter has one less option. This week, WestJet announced that it's suspending flights from Toronto to Montreal until April of next year. The announcement follows the airline's recent trend of Eastern route reductions. Instead, the airline says they are focused on providing customers with more nonstop flights from Eastern to Western Canada.
TMU's Faculty of Engineering and Architecture Science and Faculty of Science host their first ever event, Adjusting the Variables, Writing the New Formula for Women in STEM. Here's On the Record reporter Mackenzie Ribello.
TMU's Faculty of Engineering and Architecture Science and Faculty of Science host their first ever event, Adjusting the Variables, Writing the New Formula for Women in STEM.
I think imposter syndrome and the feeling of like, I need to prove myself and I probably need to do 10 times as much as I should be doing is a very common feeling for anybody starting a job.
Reminding yourself of all the great things you've done
It's counterintuitive as women, especially. We don't want to take credit for anything. Oh, it was the team. It was that person that did it. But own it. Own the things that you've done.
Mackenzie Ribello, On the Record.
The first open category for transgender swimmers at the World Cup in Berlin was canceled this week. The cancellation comes after no swimmers entered those events. World Aquatics banned transgender athletes from World Championships and the Olympics, but this weekend was a rare opportunity to compete at the elite level. Despite the disappointing outcome, World Aquatics remains committed to providing open categories in future competitions.
It was a bittersweet week for Blue Jays fans. The excitement of the team entering the postseason quickly faded once they were swept out of the playoffs by the Minnesota Twins. The Blue Jays lost the first game of the series 3-1 on Tuesday evening. Disappointment followed for Toronto fans on Wednesday when they lost 2-0.
This season, students competing for the TMU Bold varsity club teams will have new perks provided by the athletics department, perhaps the most important being newly announced additional funding. The amount of money given to each club is determined based on an evaluation of their needs, and the budget is spread out between all 11 teams that make up the varsity club tier. On top of the additional funding, club athletes will be able to use the Bold's recently renovated high-performance training facilities located at the Mattamy Athletics Center for the very first time. These new classifications see the various athletic clubs split into three groups: varsity, varsity clubs, and competitive clubs.
Now, let's take a look at the weather. Toronto has been enjoying summer-like temperatures, but that is expected to change soon. With more, here's Kayla Fonte.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. This is On the Record weather. Let's take a look at the highs for today. Toronto is sitting at a high of 21 and is still enjoying some warmth before temperatures drop. Peterborough, Newmarket, Brampton, and St. Catharines also have highs of 21. Mississauga and Hamilton will be slightly warmer with highs of 22. Barrie, Oshawa, Guelph, and Kitchener are a few degrees lower, but are still seeing some heat with a high of 20. Now, let's take a look at Toronto's 5-day forecast. So far, the city has enjoyed a nice warm week, but that summer-like weather will start to change and it may be time to bring out jackets. Heading into Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday will be partly cloudy with a high of 16 and a low of 10. The temperature will drop a few degrees more on Sunday with a high of 13 and a low of 8. Monday and Tuesday are expected to still be cloudy. Monday has a high of 12 that week with a low of 6. Tuesday will be similar with a high of 13 and a low of 8. And now finally, on Wednesday, we'll see a high of 15 and a low of 6. I'm Kayla Fonte for On the Record News. Back to you guys in the studio.
Lots going on in entertainment this week, with more, including how Taylor Swift is turning eyeballs at an NFL game. Here's Charlotte Poitier-Bonville.
Welcome to On the Record Entertainment. I'm Charlotte Poitier-Bonville. On Tuesday, it was announced Grimes is suing Elon Musk for the parental right of their three children. The Canadian singer and Musk, back in 2018, had an on-again, off-again relationship that lasted for 3 years. Taylor Swift's presence at the Kansas City Chiefs game on Sunday night has hiked NFL viewership by 53% for teen girls aged 12 to 17. Ticket and merchandise sales have all gone up as well, all since Swift cheered on Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Drag icon RuPaul is releasing a memoir titled The House of Hidden, revealing a look at the first 40 years of his life. The book is said to be released next year and is the drag icon's fourth book. Toronto's very own resident lover boy Drake is releasing today his new album For All the Dogs. Drake is also performing his first night show of the It's All the Blur tour at the Scotiabank Arena tonight, with London rapper Central C as his opening act. Netflix tumbles in new streaming service ranking. Netflix is now behind Apple TV Plus and Paramount Plus, according to a new report about the customer's satisfaction of streaming services. Legendary singer Stevie Nicks has announced on Wednesday she finds no reason to continue performing with Fleetwood Mac without Christine McVie. McVie was one of the members of the group who died in November 2022 at the age of 79, following a brief illness. Nix had mentioned in the past there was a possibility the band would tour again, given they had a great time the last time they toured from 2018 to 2019. And finally, the TV show Only Murderers in the Building, starring Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, and Martin Short, has been renewed for a fourth season. The TV show about three neighbors who are true crime fans living in an upscale New York City building announced the news on X Wednesday. Be sure to tune in to On the Record News to get your entertainment fix. And now you're up to date with entertainment. I'm Charlotte Petit-Benville. Thanks for watching.
That's all for On the Record this Friday, October 6th. I'm Maria Robinson.
And I'm Tori Goodwin. Join us next week as we round out the latest stories. For the latest 24/7, visit ontherecordnews.ca.
From all of us here at On the Record, have a great day.